I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
There's a guy in Detroit that's blind that does sports radio.
He does?
Yeah.
So he just listens? I mean, obviously he listens every day.
All right. And he's not watching the games.
Did he think it was fan interference yesterday? You've got to look this up,
I will.
They're mean in Detroit, man.
I'll send you the link.
And he's blind.
I feel like he can see.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mike can see, provided he has corrective lenses on.
I'm telling you, man. I'll send you the link right here.
You need to tell me, if Mike is full-blown Stevie Wonder, then that's a whole different
story.
This is
what I really want to know from Mike. 2 years ago. Ohio State versus Michigan. I know they talk a lot of Michigan football there.
No, the Michigan-Michigan State game.
I'm talking about Ohio State versus Michigan. There was a bad spot.
Was that guy offside?
There was a bad spot. Did he think it was a bad spot?
Yeah, of course.
Did he think it was a bad spot?
From his vantage point, what did you see?
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
And of course, the beauty of all of that segment was that we come to find out that it's actually the Spanish broadcast of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays color commentator who's blind.
Yes.
Which, you
got to be kidding.
Equally.
It's impressive.
That's not impressive.
What's impressive?
How is that not impressive?
Ridiculous. That's terrible hiring.
He's been there since the inception of the organization.
I'm just telling you, there's a lot of times you see these security guards at NRG or something, and they look like Walmart greeters. They're like 93 years old, and they wouldn't be able to stop a toddler from crawling past them.
That's a bad hire
if you're looking for security, if you're really taking your security serious. A blind color commentator, you can say that's motivational. I'll be the a-hole and say that is a bad hire.
I just don't understand. I mean, what's he calling?
The game. He's a color commentator.
But how? That's the million-dollar question I have.
We should get
how
him on.
Is he? We should. We literally should.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Well, I sent you the link.
I would say let's text him, but how's that going to work?
They got Braille text.
They do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course.
Or does it just say it to you?
No,
they do. They, either way, right? Exactly.
I didn't have Braille text.
They have Braille machines. They have Braille machines.
Okay, let's adjust this one. Yeah.
But you can text.
My man sitting here doing this. Oh, what? LOL.
He does not appreciate emojis. I will give him that. He does not. He has not come around on emojis.
He's got no love for the emojis. He does enjoy a good Bitmoji, however. So, in any event. All right, so here we go. Mike Lombardi, who we're a big fan of, do we know if he's related to Vince? Right?
I'm not sure.
They got to be kinfolk. They got to be kinfolk some way, some form or fashion. He's on Mad Radio once a week, something like that. And he made a compelling point. I think we're all kind of on the bandwagon now, and I think Landry was big on this. You and your girl, not related.
Not related.
See, that's interesting. Heyo, there is everybody's favorite. Bicep, the one, the only, James Ahedebo in studio. God, I tell you what, I'd wear every shirt I would wear would be cut off sleeves if I had arms like yours.
Top of the afternoon, fellas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rocking the Kitty Academy shirt. Yep. Okay, get your headphones on because we're gonna play some Mike Lombardi audio for you real quick.
Yep.
James Ahedebo in studio.
On your schedule, James.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, as Landry alluded to before the season, and Landry, you were big on this, you and your girl Lauren Rue, that you were not buying what everybody else was selling on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here's what Mike Lombardi had to say about the Jacksonville Jaguars and their struggles thus far.
You know, I think we always build a perception of teams, okay? So we have this perception of Jacksonville, but when you break them down the last 22 games, they're 13-9. So it isn't like they've just dominated the NFL and they've kind of stubbed their toe. This is kind of who they are. We remember them from last year's playoff time when they went up to Pittsburgh and kicked their butt, when they almost beat New England, and we have this perception. And we all know, look, we can talk about Blake Bortles all we want, okay? And the Jacksonville Jaguars can convince themselves he's their franchise. But Blake Bortles is who he is. I mean, his numbers this year are fairly in line to what his numbers are throughout his career. He's going to always be an 80% QBR rating in the NFL. He's always going to have a high interception percentage. He's always going to not be very accurate down the field. This is who the Jacksonville Jaguars are. And like I said to begin this, they're 13-9 in the last 22 games. That's not a dominant team.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. 13-9 is not a dominant team. James, I don't know how much Jacksonville Jaguars you've watched, but I mean, let's call it what it is. This defense has not been good over the last 2 weeks.
Nope.
We've heard Lauren Rue, who's in Jayville, said that, you know, kind of the building sentiment down there is they're just tired of the offense not producing.
Yeah.
When is that? When if could things potentially blow over this weekend?
See, the thing is about the Jacksonville Jaguars is that they're a type of team that. They thrive off of momentum.
Right.
Their defense, you see Jalen Ramsey, he talks trash off the, you know, the way he plays if he locks down a receiver and so forth. If they're constantly having and being put in bad situations by their offense, whether it's ill-advertent passes or turnovers or inconsistency, punts, not scoring, at the end of the day, it's football. You have to win the game by scoring points, and their offense isn't doing that. So their defense is tired of carrying the team.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to spill over.
Yeah.
If we're not winning games and a team, or whether it's special teams or defense, they feel like they're doing their part and the other side isn't carrying their weight of the team, of course, there's going to be issues.
Now, there was some scuttlebutt that, okay, of course, Jalen, everybody knows after Sunday's game, didn't have a whole lot to say for a guy that's usually very verbose, but I guess the prevailing sentiment inside Jacksonville is, or for folks that are close to the team, is he was ready to pop off at Blake Bortles, but, you know, as we were all taught at one point or another in our lives, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And we know him saying nothing is much less of a story than had he decided to pop off on Blake Bortles. Do you think we're only one more bad performance away? And have you been on situations where the defense said, okay, and how does that finally culminate where the defense finally does go to the offense and say, okay, enough is enough?
Yeah, well, I have been in that situation, and it says a lot in that locker room when Jalen Ramsey, he isn't the only guy that feels that way.
Oh,
let's just put it like
right.
that.
No doubt.
So there's other guys that do have the same sentiment about their quarterback, but the reality is they're stuck with the guy. Whether they like it or not, this is their quarterback, so you can't bury him in the media knowing that you got to go to work with him for the next, you know,
however long.
Yeah. You got to make the best
there.
Of it.
And so you got to make the best of it. And his best bet is to compete as hard as he can in practice when the ones go against the ones in terms of trying to improve them and doing their part on defense. Now, for me, we were in that situation. When I was on the New York Jets, we had a guy named Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Same style quarterback as Blake Bortles. He'll have those games where he's, you know, real high and looks like a gunslinger. And then those games
where you're like,
what were you thinking? It's triple coverage. Why, you know? And all you hear on the sidelines is, you know, keep your helmet close. Keep your helmet close.
Oh, my God.
Who tells you that? The coach or the DC?
Oh, the coach. DC. Hey, coaches are like, it's one of those games, guys. Keep your helmets close.
Drink your water now.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, sudden change.
That's great. That's great. But here's the other part of this. I still think Jacksonville's defense is really, really good. They got destroyed, though, by an average Dallas team. It can't just be that. It can't just be emotions.
No, it isn't. But they're getting exposed, and they're a team that likes to run a lot of man-to-man coverage. They match up their best with your best and so forth. But it's the NFL. Teams scheme every week against what you do. Unless you're changing it up or you're running multiple, you know, coverages, it's very rarely where a defense can just line up and say, hey, this is what we do. We're going to play this the entire game.
Try to beat us.
Try to beat us. I mean, look at Kansas City. The Chiefs did. I mean, at some point, something's got to give in terms of what you're doing on defense schematically each week. And, you know, having that mano-y-mano mentality, it's good if your offense is putting up points. If you're in the New England Patriots, you can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're Jacksonville, you better change that thing up.
Yeah.
You got a situation this on Sunday, and of course, here's the deal, right? So I'm not, you know, I really felt like Doug Marrone offensively was going to get this team on the right track, and I thought, okay, this is the year they build off of that. Clearly, they have, again, as you alluded to, some games they look great, other games not so much. The problem to me, though, in this game Sunday, the X factor is the Texans' offensive line, and we've seen what they've done, or in this case, haven't done.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like that's going to be the difference. I hate to say it. I think the coaching is a wash. I like the Texans defense. I think they're hot. I think they can get after Blake Bortles. But I just feel like with what Jacksonville brings to the table defensively, they're looking at that Texans O-line and saying to themselves, this is where we get back on track.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, not to you bring up a comment, you know, and I just say this just in the NFL, Von Miller, he saw the Arizona Cardinals offensive line and said, "We're going to kill these guys this week." And they did. They went out and dominated. And so I can see Jacksonville having the same sentiment in terms of, "Hey, this is an offensive line up front. Yeah. We should dominate the game."
See, that's what I was telling these guys during the break. I got a bad feeling they're going to snap out of it this week.
Yeah, but
largely because of what you said.
Yeah, and then but the Texans, on the other hand, Bill O'Brien, you have to do schemed up pass plays, you know, that's going to keep your quarterback away from being on his back. So you know that your offensive line is weak. It's not the strong point of your team. Well, as an OC, now you have to do move the pocket plays where it gives Deshaun Watson the opportunity to, whether it's a run or a pass, where he can not get hit. He can at least run out of bounds and gain 3 or 4 yards rather than sit in the pocket and run for his life and try to, you know, extend a play. So
Beth James ahead of Bo, Freddie D, John Lopez, the one, the only Landry Locker, our boy Figgy Fig on watchintheloop.com. We'll get your thoughts also on a couple of the games in the National Football League that are very intriguing. And again, how important is a division title and just not necessarily bragging rights, but just kind of jockeying for position? We'll get James' thoughts on that next, considering this is a game on Sunday where Texans take care of business. They will be sitting in first place in the AFC South. How big of a deal is that? We'll ask James next. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.